वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, chapter 66, Paundraka, the fourth Vasudeva. Text number one. Sri Shuka Vacha, Nanda Rajam Gate Rame, Nanda Vrajam Gate Rame.
Nanda Vrajam Gate Rame.
It's Rame, not Rama. It's a E. Karasadipati Nipa.
Karasadipati Nipa.
Karasadipati Nipa.
Karasadipati Nipa.
Vasudevo Hamityakyo. Vasudevo hamityago dutam krishnaya prahinot
dutam krishnaya prahinot
shri shuka vacha nanda vrajam gate rame Kaushadipati Nipa Vasudevo Hamityagyo Dutam Krishnaya Prahinot Shukadev Goswami said Nanda of Nanda Maharaj Rajam to the cowherd village Gate, having gone. Rame, Lord Balaram. Karusha Adipati, the ruler of Karusha. Paundraka. Nipa, O King, Parishik. Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord. Vasudev. Aham, I. Iti, thus thinking. Agya, foolish. Dutam, a messenger. Krishnaya, to Lord Krishna. Prahinot, sent. Translation. Shukadev Goswami said, O King, while Lord Balaram was away visiting Nanda's village of Braj, the ruler of Karusha, foolishly thinking, I am the Supreme Lord Vasudev, sent a messenger to Lord Krishna. Purport. Since Lord Ram had gone to Nandaraj, Paundraka foolishly thought that Lord Krishna would be alone and therefore easy to challenge. Thus he dared to send his crazy message to the Lord. Sri Shuka Vacha, Nandarajam Kate Rame, Karusadipati Nipa. Vasudeva hamityagyo dutam krishnaya prahinot. Om agyana timrandasya gananjana salakaya shaksum letam yena tasmai shri garave maha. Nama om vishnupadaya krishna prasadare shrimati bhakti vedanta swaminiti namne. Namaste sarasati devi gauravani pricharine nirvishesa sanyavadi pasachade shatarine. This is a very interesting. Of course, every part of the Srimad Bhagavatam is interesting. But this is interesting in the sense how the jiva, living entity, is so extremely foolish to think that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and went to the extent to dress himself out like the Supreme Lord. And not only that, putting an extra two arms, artificial arms. I mean, this is really insanity to the extreme. Of course, here, this the one of the diseases of the material world is that the conditioned soul think that I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. This is the main disease of the material world. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also explained actually this kind of mentality is very much influenced by the demoniac. It's the demoniac mentality. Ishvaro ham maham bhogi siddham balavan suki. The verse 2 slokas go on like that. Ishvaro, I'm the controller. I'm the Lord of all I survey. Everyone thinks I'm the controller. Whether it's a small controller or it's a big controller. It doesn't matter how, what the situation he's in, he has a control. And it's just like in the old days when we were on Sankirtan. If there are two persons in the Sankirtan party, both of them were one. Now I'll be the Sankirtan leader. I want to be in charge. I'm the. Even between two persons, they think I'm controller and you my follower. And in this way, people try to control in different situations. If they're boss or they're in charge of the department. If they're in charge of the department, then I'm the controller. Bossing everyone around. That's why they call the boss. Bossing people around. And so you have the small controller to the big controllers. This is a disease. And why they want to control? Because they want to exploit the material energy for their sense gratification. There's nothing more to it. They want to control things so that they can enjoy in this material world. So, of course, Pandraga, due to his false pride, which is not helped by his associates, they're fanning. His so-called friends were fanning that false pride. Yeah, you are the greatest. You are a great king. In fact, you are Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's just that people have not realized that yet. Isn't it sometimes we see also even in ourselves as devotees? When we first come to the movement, usually we are a bit humble. And why we are humble? Because we have been beaten so badly by the material energy. We practically come crawling for shelter in the temple. And then after a few months, we learn how to put on a tilak straight, without the girls. Straight tilak. And we put on the dhoti properly without like flying in different direction. And then it's like, wow, I'm really pakka. I'm such a pakka devotee now. I'm so advanced. And I'm able to chant a few slokas from the Bhagavad Gita, maybe one from the Srimad Bhagavatam and one from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, wow. Actually, I'm advanced. You know? And as you go further and further along the road, you say, actually, I'm very advanced. And so you start looking at others, actually, I'm more advanced than everyone else. And why is he telling me what to do? Don't you know I'm an advanced devotee? They just have not recognized my true transcendental nature. And as it goes along, if it's not checked, that advancement turned into a Paramahamsa. I start thinking I'm a Paramahamsa. Nobody can tell me what to do. At least before, I'm advanced, but my guru is more advanced than me. There's guru and Krishna. That's the neophyte mentality. There's guru and there's... So in this way, our authority structures start getting lesser and lesser. In the beginning, we listen to everyone. You know? And then we listen to a smaller number of people and smaller, maybe only temple president. And after that, even temple president cannot tell. Only guru. And after that, why is my guru telling me like that? I think he don't really understand. I think I'm too advanced for him. I have to seek greener shelter somewhere else. You know? And then he can go on and on until you start thinking, actually I'm the supreme, I don't need anyone. And that's what the Mayavadi, the yogis, sometimes it happens to the yogis. They perform austerities in the forest, they give up everything. Give up all sense gratification, go to the forest, perform austerity and meditate on the super soul within. And then they start getting, you know, more and more powerful, because by performing this different yoga, one develops actually siddhi. One develops power. And I start thinking, wow, look at me, you know. I'm so powerful. I have all these cities. And I'm one with the Supreme. And I'm the Supreme. Start going around and say, I'm Narayan. So, this is a disease in the material world. Therefore, humility is so important. We can talk about knowledge. Why is it that someone has so much knowledge and yet fall into this trap of thinking, I'm the supreme controller and I'm the supreme enjoyer? That means he has not really understood the knowledge. What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita about knowledge? What are the first two items that Krishna listed in the Bhagavad Gita? The two first items were humility and pridelessness. And why were these two items listed? It basically means the same thing. Humility and pridelessness. But just to emphasize. So Krishna is saying these are actually symptoms of knowledge. One who has real humility. One who has pridelessness. But in the material world, it's not very much appreciated. Humility is not very much appreciated. In fact, when they use the word humble, they relate it to poverty-stricken condition. So sometimes they write about a person, he comes from a humble beginning. He has a very humble upbringing. That means he comes from a very poor upbringing. But actually humility, someone who has developed genuine humility, that's real strength. That's real character. Because he has substance, because he really has so much confidence, has so much substance, so much character, he can act humble. Isn't it sometimes you meet people aggressive? What does it really say about the person? Generally, that person is very, very insecure. That's why externally he's showing this aggressiveness, just to cover up his insecurity. But someone who is very humble and free from false pride, he's very deep. He has such strong foundation, very deep-rooted foundation. He stands very strong. He's just like a tree. That's why I say, you should be humbler than the blade of grass, more tolerant than the tree. The grass, the wind can blow, but the grass will just bend over. But because it has such deep roots, it will just bend. And when the wind goes away, it will just come up again. Because of the deep roots. It don't get blown away. You ever seen grass getting blown away? You seen grass? Huh?
Florida.
Grass. Oh, okay. Everything get... Thank you so much. Why do you come to that? The root is not deep enough. Have to cultivate more genuine deepness, character. So sometimes we ask, how can we protect ourselves from such foolishness? In fact, it's so foolish that it's later you read in the next two verses, someone may be asking, why is Shukadeva Goswami mentioning it two times that Pandurga was sending a messenger to Krishna? And in the purport, Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining that the great sage is astonished. He's so astonished at Pandurga's extreme foolishness. He just has to repeat it again. Even he could not believe it, that how anyone can be so foolish. I mean, just think about it. Just because someone tell you. And of course, I mean, there's a saying, if you hear it enough time, you actually start to believe it. If someone tell you enough time, you start believing, yeah, actually. And that's what all these cronies are about. All these so-called cronies is so important, what kind of association we have. Especially, in the material, it says, if you're rich, you're surrounded by a lot of friends. And all the friends will tell you, yeah, how wonderful you are, how great you are. Yeah, keep spending your money on us. As soon as the money dries up, all the friends disappear. But someone with character, for example, I read about Abraham Lincoln. He's completely naive, or he's so self-confident. When he appointed members of his cabinet, he appointed people from the opposite party, people who were opposing his views, who have different viewpoint than him. So in this way, mainly he was looking at people who are qualified. They may have different viewpoint, it doesn't matter, but they are qualified people. But if someone is not strong, a leader, he will surround with people, all the yes men. Everyone says yes, 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 yes. So someone who is actually genuinely a leader, he surrounds himself with people who are... In fact, they say he's a good manager. He may even employ people who may be even a better manager than he is. He knows, okay, I may be good in this, but I'm lacking in that. So let me find someone who is better than me in that. Because ultimately he just wants to get the job done. This shows he has so much confidence in himself. I remember sometimes people that don't understand. Even during the time when I was a temple president, I always tell when I appoint someone as a temple commander or a vice president, I say, look, just try to follow instruction. Allow yourself to get trained. When you're properly trained, you'll be sitting here. But they never believe me. I say, you attach the position. What are you going to do? What are you going to do if you give up the position? Someone sit there. I say, Prabhu, don't worry. There are plenty of services around. There's always something to do. Temple president is not the only position in the whole ISKCON. There's so many services. You don't need to do service with a position. You don't need a position to do service. But some of them, they don't understand. They have to have a position in order to do things. So it's by surrounding ourselves, it depends. That's why I say that you're known by your company. You're known by what kind of people you surround yourself with. As you associate, so you become. If you associate with drunkards, you eventually become a drunk. You associate with drug addicts, you become a drug addict. You associate with saintly person, you become a saintly person. Swami Prabhupada said in the Nectar of Instruction, that's why we have created this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, so that like-minded people can come together and develop their God consciousness. People in the material society, there are so many different associations. They come together, all the different tradesmen, they come together. Why? To promote their own interests, to share. So similarly, here, this is what we do. When you come here, nobody will tell you they are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, if you think even in the slightest way that you are the Supreme Personality of God, you will get pounded on the head. Bam! And very quickly brought back down to earth. So by the association, you'll be reminded again and again, yes, Prabhu, you are great, but you are 1/10,000 tip of a hair great. That's how great we are. That's the size of the soul, 1/10,000 tip of a hair. You are wonderful, but you are a wonderful servant of Krishna. That's why one of the best compliments one can give to a spiritual master is, you are the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. Not Supreme Personality of Godhead. A Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. Of course, one who is the pure devotee, he never thinks of himself as a great devotee. He always thinks, everyone is performing such nice service. I'm not doing much service. So let me assist. Even Srimati Radharani, he's pushing the gopis towards Krishna. He said, Krishna, you accept the service of these gopis. They are performing such nice services. I'm not doing much service, but they are doing such nice services. Let me assist them. The gopis are also thinking the same way. Radharani give the most pleasure to Krishna. Let us make arrangement for this association of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. Hmm? You see such a nice mood and attitude of service. Hmm? Everyone is trying to arrange one another for service of Krishna. In this way, devotional services expand. Hmm? And there's great abundance of service, great abundance of love. But that's not like that in the material world. The material world is filled with politics. Hmm? But you make going ahead just a little bit, someone will try to pull you down. You get a little ahead, they pull you down. Hmm? Just like the crab. Why is it that you never have to put a lid on the container of crabs? They will never escape the crabs. Because as soon as you see one crab climbing up, the other crab will pull him down and try to climb up. And then now pull him down and climb up. That's a crab's mentality. Hmm? Remember, but the devotee, they say, no, oh, you're doing such a thing. Okay, go. Let me hang on to your coattail. Huh? Let me hang on to the coattail and at least get some wholesome mercy too. Remember when I was still going to school, I went to a Catholic school. So in the morning, they always have this like 10 minutes or 15 minutes of, I don't know, they read from the Testament. They read some stories. But I never forget this story. There was this one man who was a criminal. And when he died, he was punished. He was thrown down to hell. And then there was a voice came and said, you are in hell because you have done so many, but you have not done any good things in your life. I said, wait a minute. I've done one good thing. What do? I saved a spider once. Okay? So then suddenly there was a spider thread coming down from the top. And that was his way to get out of the dungeon of hell. So he was climbing on this. And you know how thin this thread is, spider thread. So he grabbed onto it and started climbing. And as he was climbing, the other residents of hell were also hanging onto the thread and trying to climb. And he was kicking them away. Oh, it's not strong enough for everyone. It's barely strong enough for me. And the climbing was kicking the others. And suddenly the thread just broke. And then the voice came back. You got your chance to do something good. But you blew it. You blew it. So this selfishness is very much part of this material world. Selfishness, greed, enviousness. These are very, very nasty quality. So it was not. It's not different with Pandrika. He was so envious of Krishna. Extremely envious. They challenged sending a message to Krishna. Say, you are a pretender. You better give up your insignia of Godhead, which belongs to me. First of all, he never thought, if it belongs to you, how do you end up with Krishna? How do you end up there? So you better give it up to me, otherwise I'll come and punish you. Because I am the true Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when the kings and in the assembly, when they heard that message, they all laughed. They roar in laughter. You can imagine how funny it is actually. Because sometimes you see in the drama, when someone plays Vishnu with an extra arm, sometimes they don't put it properly, the arm comes and eh. The cardboard is not so in them. It's very funny, isn't it? So you can imagine, just imagine how Pandrika is. And later on you'll read how Krishna will go to battle with him and punish him. First cutting off his arms and then cutting off his head. This is all the end result of all these envious people. So some people, then you challenge Krishna passively. Some they challenge Krishna actively. Some passively, that they will deny his existence. There is no God. There is no God. Remember, I mentioned once Many years ago, when we were traveling Sankirtan on the weekend, sometimes we stay outside the temple. We were staying in one place, and we had a Sunday feast just amongst the devotees. And the father of one of the devotees came and visited. So it was actually a preaching center. So every time the devotee go into the temple, they bow down, offer business, and get up and come out. They offer, bow down. They keep bowing down in and out. So during the class, after the class, the father was asking, why are they going bowing down all the time? And the one who gave the class, he said, yeah, yes, we would rather that they bow down to us, the son. But the son never bowed down to the father. Maybe when they're young, they learn, just like my children. When they're young, we train them so. Every morning they offer businesses, every evening they offer businesses before they go to bed. When they get up, they offer businesses. But when they reach a certain age, they stop doing it. But the devotees, they know, I'm the servant of Krishna. I bow down. I bow down my head. And what does Sukadeva Goswami say? One may be a king, it doesn't matter you're a king. But if you do not bow your head down to the Supreme Person of Godhead, that crown on your head will sink you when you're drowning. It will be so heavy on your head, but help you to drown faster. So our head is meant to bow down. But it's very common amongst the Indians or Hindus. They come to the temple, they just. But we learn to bow down our head to the ground. Touch the ground. And why touch the ground? Because there's also a lot of lotus dust from all the devotees that come, the darshan of the deities. We bow down and smear this dust on our head in great humility. So in this way we are conscious, perform our sadhana properly, hearing the lectures properly, associate, especially associate with the devotees. You can never overemphasize the importance of association. You may be just chanting, and you may be staying in your home or ashram or whatever, and just reading all day and become a great scholar. But if you do not properly associate with the devotees, you will not get the essence of devotional service. You will not understand the essence of devotional service. All this studying will just make us proud. I'm such a great scholar. But by the association of devotees, what happened? You have devotees who encourage you. Yes, you're doing nicely. And you will have devotees who pound you. So in this way, keep things in balance. That we don't get too puffed up. Someone encouraging, yeah, I'm doing good, okay. And then when they get too puffed up, then someone boom, 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 hey. And then we know who we are. And who are we? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches Gopi Bhattu Kamalayo Dasa Dasanu Dasa. I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. 100 times removed, 1,000 times removed. Sometimes you want to be direct. Sometimes devotees want, I want to be the direct servant of my Guru Maharaj. But it can be so intense. If you're not ready for it, that direct association can burn you up. That direct association, yes, it's reaching much very intense. I could never take that. Just serving through someone who's serving through someone. And for example, you have this in the Bhakti Riksha, when you have a group, actually the group leader is a servant. And when you have few groups, he's a bigger servant of more devotees. He's a bigger servant of more devotees. So always, doesn't matter what position we are in, we're always servant. If we have a responsibility, what does that mean? It means I have more responsibility to serve others. I have more people to serve. So in this way we have maintained that humble service attitude and not get carried in our head when we develop a little bit of ability, We can be encouraged by it, but remain equipoised. That whatever ability we develop in the course of devotional service is all due to the mercy of Krishna, due to the mercy of Guru. So we say, all glories to my Guru Maharaj. All glories to Krishna. That by their mercy, even a blind man can see stars. Even a dumb person can recite poetry. And a lame man can cross mountains. It's all by their mercy. I do not have much qualification, but by their mercy, I'm doing something nice, something that devotees appreciate. Very nice. This is the attitude. Sometimes the devotee is so humble, people don't even recognize. And that's the genuine humility. It's not that we pretend ourselves to be humble and humble, so people will think, wow, he's a very advanced devotee. And when people don't recognize that, they get upset. That's not humility. Humility doesn't mean just go around, yes, Haribom. Yes, Haribom, Haribom, Haribom. Sometimes humility may mean chastising someone. Sometimes if people, they don't understand, they criticize Prabhupada. He's supposed to be a sadhu, how can this sadhu be angry? But when it's required, he can be angry. It's a real problem. When you get angry, sometimes it can be like Nishingadev. Sriya Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur is known as Nishinga Guru. He can be so strong. When you see a Mayavadi walking down the street, you chase him with a stick. You cheater, cheater, liar. Why are you cheating people? Does that mean he's not sadhu? What it means is, he's such a servant of Krishna, then this person is offending Krishna. So because he sees himself as a servant of Krishna, he's chastising. So sometimes maybe chastising other devotees, someone who may be doing something wrong, he may get upset. Why are you doing this? You are doing service for the pleasure of Krishna, but you don't do it nicely. This is not giving pleasure to Krishna. You're correcting the situation without any attachment, without any passion. It's not more the passion of ignorance, the anger. It's just for the, it's the anger is manifested just simply for the service of Krishna. Like Hanuman, he was angry. He burned Lanka for the service of Ram. So one and understand, humility does not just mean nah, Prabhu, man, how can you take up this person, Prabhu? I'm just a humble servant. I'm not going to do this. That's not humble. Humility means always think, I'm a servant of Krishna. If I'm required to do menial service, I'll do menial service. If I'm required to do big service, I'll do whatever be asked, whatever is asked of me. If I'm giving big responsibility, I'll do it. I may not feel qualified, but if I must do, I'm a servant. I do. I do whatever is asked of me. I do whatever is required of me. That's humility. Not false humility. Oh, Prabhu, don't give me this big responsibility. I'm just a humble servant. That's false. False humility. So we have to guard ourselves from all these traps of false pride. Pride is one of the six highway robbers that rob the spiritual traveler from this treasure of Krishna consciousness. These are six highway robbers that Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings in his song that he's warning us. Sometimes in devotional service, in the beginning, as you say, I always like to say this, in the beginning everything seems to be easy, calm, cool, and after a while we forget how it was like in the material world. We got a little purified, we got shelter, and we forgot how it is like in the material world, how much suffering is out there. And we're traveling, riding on a horse, eh? Very carelessly, forgetting all the red Indians hiding behind the rocks. And then we careless, suddenly we get attacked by the six highway robbers. Who knows one of the six highway robbers? Greed, madness, illusion. What else? Pride? No. Envy? One more.
Lust,
anger, greed, madness, envy, and illusion. The six highway robbers. Suddenly we get attacked and we are on the floor. What happened? Prabhu, what happened? How did this happen to me? Careless. That is careless. Prabhupada said once that the difference between me and you is I'm always afraid. I'm afraid of Maya. Afraid of Maya in the sense that I'm careful. Because Maya is Krishna's energy. It's not just any ordinary, it's Maya's energy. And Maya's energy is very powerful. Daivi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durachaja. Krishna said, this is my energy and it's Durachaja. Very difficult to overcome, very powerful. So the devotee is always careful. Maya. Just right behind me. If I'm not careful, immediately get a grip on you. And then we try to move forward and difficult to move forward. So we have to be very careful in our devotional service and not get caught again by the fangs of Maya. And not fall into all these different traps. Because along the way there are so many traps. That's why we need guidance. Actually, in the course of my preaching all these years, one of the most amazing things I've heard, I'm not, of course, it's not the answer, question to Maharaj Yudhisthira, okay, what's the most amazing things I've heard? Everyone is dying and then one thinks one will not die. That's what's amazing also, but in another level, one of the amazing things I heard from people is that when it comes, everything they need to know, they're learning from someone. But when it comes to spiritual life, they think they don't need anyone. You have to find your own path, I think. It's really amazing. Simple knowledge, they have to learn it from someone. But the most complex knowledge is that you have to find it yourself. In this way they get trapped. They fall in all the different traps of Maya. Sometimes they fall into this trap, they think themselves spiritual, but they're completely in illusion. Like I mentioned one time before when we were preaching Copenhagen, I meet people, they say, yeah, I live a very pure life. And I live a very spiritual life. And as I ask what he does, he says, you know, I live in the countryside. I grow organic food in my garden. I smoke organic marijuana. I grow my own, it's organic. It's very pure. No, it's organic, countryside. So I'm very spiritual. So the thing, the complete illusion in the bound by the most of my thin nature, and then it's pseudo goodness. The thing I'm very. So many traps are there in this material. So there are a lot of pandrakas in this world. Small time pandrakas. Not all the people who are influenced by demonic mentality are like pandrakas. So not everyone is like Hiranyakashipu, who dare to challenge the Supreme Person of Godhead. Not everyone is like Ramana, who challenged Ram. Not all of them are so powerful. Most of them are just tiny little fellow thinking that they are the Supreme. Whatever little opulence one has, he thinks I'm so great. And remember, have I told you this story once? The headquarters, the BPT headquarters in Sweden, It's like a 5 acre of land just outside in the countryside, very beautiful. Like a little manor and a few buildings around, and a lake, one small pond and two lakes. And so Prabhupada gave the name New Radhakund. He said, this is Radhakund, the other one is Shyamakund. So we used to have peacocks in that place, but the peacocks all get eaten up by foxes. So one Grihastha couple, he was living in a small caravan, you know, those hut that sometimes the worker used. And he took one of these baby peacock to his house to give it shelter, to protect it. And he was telling me one time he observed this peacock. Then he had a mirror in the house, and this tiny little peacock, you have seen peacocks? Right? You have seen, everyone seen peacocks? Have you seen a small peacock? Baby peacock? Right? We know it's, as they're saying, as proud as a peacock. And it is really the, in this case. This tiny little peacock is brown, fluffy feathers, no colors or anything. It was walking. And then it was standing in front of the mirror. I tell you, peacocks love mirrors. They see in the mirror, and then fluff up his feather, and it was like, wow, wow, how beautiful. And he's keep walking around and in front of the mirror, keep moving up his feathers, you know, and there's nothing there. There's a brown feather, it was like, it was amazing. And it's proud, it's so proud of his beauty, you know. So, material people are like that. If they are a little bit ability, they're proud. If they are a little bit small position, they're proud. They're so proud. And this is the Maya. This is Maya. So spiritual life is opposite of that. We cultivate humility. When we have developed this genuine humility, then we can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. That's why I say, Cheshaktakam, Trinat Apisani Chinna, Taro Apisajna, Amanina Manadiya, Kitaniya Sadhari. One should be humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and always ready to offer respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. And Krishna Das Kaviraj said, one should hang this sloka around his neck for constant remembrance. To always remember. The third sloka from the Shishastakam. Trinat api sanichana. One should be humbler than the bread of God. And to always offer respect to others. Respect. Show respect. Not be competitive. Sometimes we joke, it's alright. Prabhupada also like competition. As long as it increases the service to Krishna. Yeah? Increases the pleasure of Krishna. The cowboys, they're competing one another. When they go to the forest to take care of the calves, sometimes Krishna is walking in the front. And one cowboy will say, I'll be the first one to touch Krishna. They're running to touch Krishna. And the other said, no, I'll be the first one to touch. No, I'll be the first one to touch Krishna. So they may be competing. But there's no envy there. Just like during book distribution marathon, we're competing with one another, with the different Sangita party competing one another, but there's no envy. It's not that in the middle of the night we go and sneak out in the, from the ashram and puncture all the tires from the other Sankirtan party. You know? And tear up the Sankirtan bag so they'll have to waste so much time. No. May the best servant win. And what happened when the win the marathon, before we win the marathon, they get a big plate of Mahaprasadam? What does the devotee eat? Is he going to eat everything? No, he distributes to everyone else. Such a nice culture. Non-enviousness. No pride, just share, distribute. Yeah, okay, all the Haribo and Gong and Madanga, bang, 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 jai, 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 all over. Okay. Now, distribution, serving. serving the Vaishnava. So in this way, if you always remain humble like that, and always find means and ways to serve the Vaishnava, we can avoid falling into the trap of false pride and false ego, and fall into this trap thinking that I am the supreme personality. Because when you're serving, how can you think you're the master? When you're doing proper humble service, how can you think you're the master? Of course, sometimes people even can think that I'm doing it. Just see how humble I am. I'm doing menial service. But how long can you do that? How long can you do this menial service? How long can you continue serving the Vaishnava with that attitude of trying to show off how humble you are? When if the motivation is not right, you can't continue in that kind of service. Because the false ego is pulling you, ooh, you should be doing great things, you should be in big, big position. What a big position is that? First become temple president, and you want to be GBC. And then GBC is not enough, be guru. I want to be the guru. Why anyone want to do that? Such heavy responsibility. I know sometimes, even in our capacity, trying to just help one or two devotees is already difficult enough. What to say of hundreds or even thousands of devotees? Trying to help one or two devotees, sometimes out of ignorance, they don't understand, they slap you in the face or kick you in the face. And it's so painful. And what the guru goes through. There are all kinds of disciples. Some are good, some are not so good. Some are. It's a service. If anyone in any position start thinking, oh, see how great I am, immediately for them. Puna mustika bhava. Become a mouse again. You know the story of the mouse and the sage? The mouse was chased by the cat. And the mouse came to the sage, said, please give me shelter. I've been chased by a cat. So what do you want? Said, please give me a benediction, turn me into a cat. So okay, become a cat. Then after a while, he come running back again and said, what's happening now? So I've been chased by a dog. Can you make me into a dog? Alright, be a dog. Then again get chased. Say, what now? I've been chased by a tiger. Please make me into a tiger. He's alright, be a tiger. When he became a tiger, start licking him. Start getting hungry, roaring stomach. Looking at the sage lustily, wanting to eat the sage. And the sage look at him. Puna mustika bhava, become a mouse again. So we may be doing good, great things. This doesn't mean we're great. It's just like in a concert. The pianist playing on the violinist playing violin. And great. Great music. And at the end of the piece, there was a standing ovation. Everyone standing up, clapping their hand. And instead of the person taking a bow, the violinist just jumped off the hand. And, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Isn't that ridiculous? The violin is just an instrument in the hand of the pianist, on the violinist. So we are tools in the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By His mercy, we can do all these wonderful things. And when you are preaching, and when you are on book distribution, you have a very clear understanding of this. And you better have good understanding of this. If you don't, it's going to be one long day. You're going to be going out thinking, I'm so great, I'm such a big book distributor. There was one devotee. He was telling this story many times. He was one of the big book distributor. One day he worked out Chinese rounds and was really good seller. He said, wow, today I'm going to do big. He went on the street and he was really enthusiastic. Approached the first person. And the first person he approached, punched him in the nose. Brought him back down to earth. Wow, I'm not so great after all. So isn't it sometimes we think I'm so great, and when you're out on the street, oh, good luck. Then Krishna said, oh, you're so great, okay. Let's see how you do. And you struggle and you struggle and you struggle. It happened to me once. For me, distributing books was quite easy. I used to just too big. But there was one time during one marathon, I went out in Stockholm. I just could not distribute the books. I was out there for 8 hours and I distributed one book. It never happened in my life. One book. The first time I ever went out in Sankirtan, I distributed 5 magazines. But on a full day, I never did do less than 40, 50 books. But one book! I could not believe it. I was trying and trying and trying and I was trying. And then I went to the devotees, I was watching how they distributed, and I tried to do the same thing, and I was praying, and I was praying, I was crying, and nothing just worked. And when I came back, I just collapsed on the floor. I told Devam Ritamar, I'm finished. I was out there all day, I just did one book, can you believe it? Then it's just so. Krishna Shakti Vinana Hetara Pravatan. Only one who is empowered by Krishna can distribute Krishna consciousness. So this cultivating genuine humility is very, very important in our Krishna conscious development. And that is cultivated by in the association of devotees. You cannot develop that in outside the association of devotees. So are there any questions or comments? We have to control it and we don't. Well, that's why I say that not even the blade of grass move without the sanction of Krishna. Right. It's all by the sanction of Krishna. But does that mean Krishna is directly doing everything? No, he has arranged everything and it's all arranged, managed by the material energy. So what is happening in the life of the conditioned souls? It's all arranged by the material energy according to the karma. But for the devotees, sometimes even if you've been punished, it's not the same punishment. It's all controlled by the yoga maya. It's a different energy controlling things. Devotees are under the influence of yoga maya, and then conditioned souls under the material energy. They were just, where they read it, it's just 1 or 2 days ago. Yeah, I read it somewhere. Where it explained about punishment. It said, it's just like someone who is a criminal, who is punished by the state, put into jail, is not the same same punishment as a child being punished by the parents. Both are being punished, but it's not the same kind of punishment. The punishment of the child by the parents is done out of love. The parents is punishing the child out of love to correct the child. But the criminal is being punished for his deeds and put away or whatever. It's a different kind of punishment. So in terms of control, sometimes one often asks is, Krishna has control everything, then you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. So, but he may be a supreme controller, but there's reciprocation with his devotees. It's not that he needs. What he needs is our love. He does not need things. Everything comes from him. But what he wants is our love. So when we are acting as an instrument. When we're doing things, we're actually acting as an instrument of Krishna. By the mercy of Krishna, we may be doing something wonderful. If it's not, it depends on how the mercy of Krishna is flowing through us and how much of a receptacle we are of that mercy. Mercy is always there. Sometimes devotees like to just pray, please give me mercy, give him mercy, but they don't act. The mercy is always there. But we have to be proper recipient of this mercy. You cannot receive the mercy with a utensil that's full of holes. Utensil full of holes is good for Abhishek. When we bathe the deities, you know, water going down and taking a bath, but not for receiving mercy. So some are good recipients of the mercy, some are not. Does that answer your question? Mahaprabhu, you have any closing statement? You have any closing statement? You want to add in a few wise words? Okay, thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki.